Welcome back. Ron and Indy in the Car Doctor rolling along here at 855-560-9900. I should point out that 855-560-9900 is the Car Doctor's toll-free 24/7 number. You can call that phone number, 855-560-9900, anytime, day or night. This show is live out on the affiliates Saturday afternoons, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time, and some do take it on delayed broadcast. And perhaps you're listening via podcast or iHeart or iTunes Radio, where we also have podcast capability. And if you leave a message at 855-560-9900, Fast Harry will call you back and get you in queue and get you up here on air. So catching us live is not the only way to talk to us. If you want to get your car problem solved, you call that 855-560-9900 anytime, day or night, leave a message, and we'll get you up here in queue. You know, we try to reach out, and we try to be very proactive with all of you. We really appreciate all the emails and the comments and the Facebook posts and everything else. And we try to get to each and every one of you. And while we may miss one or two along the way, and we're sorry, understand the volume that we're dealing with. Recently got an email from Anthony Emilio. He's our retired Chicago PD listener out in Park Ridge, Illinois way. And he wrote, "Hey, I heard about your product on the Car Doctor, Ron and Annie, and this is a copy of what he sent to the folks over at Gibbs. I ordered 6 cans on the net. Well, I found a new use for Gibbs, my vinyl garage door and siding. The installer said to use WD-40, but Gibbs works much better, and my garage is protected, and it looks great. It's my all-around protectant and lubricant. If only the government works so well. Thanks, Anthony Emilio, Park Ridge, Illinois." And you know what? It just kind of jostled my brain a little bit. I said, I haven't talked to Jerry, Uncle Jerry, as we call him here, but Jerome Ostalecki, as his Facebook given name is, and that we've got him on the line with us to talk to him about Gibbs and all sorts of things. Jerry's always good for a good time. Mr. Ostalecki, how are you today, sir?
I'm fine, Ron. How about yourself?
Oh, not bad at all. How's things out Detroit way?
I think we're starting to get a change of seasons here. Yeah. Got a little nippy today.
Yeah, a little cold.
Yeah, but so we'll survive.
Did you happen to go to the Woodward Cruise this year?
Yes, I did, sir.
How was it?
It's one of my must-dos every year.
Yeah, how was it?
Excellent as always.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
If it's got wheels and rolls, you'll see it there.
Yeah, so I imagine so. And were you out in the middle of the boulevard handing out cans of Gibbs to everybody?
I would have loved to, but unfortunately, I don't have your kind of money.
Well, there you go. You know, listen, if I had your money, I'd throw mine away.
I know.
Tell me about Gibbs, Jerry. You know, it's tell the tale here for the listeners that are new to it. Where did Gibbs come from, and just what exactly is it?
It started out, a guy named Paul Gibbs came up with this formula back a number of years ago, and he had it in little 2-ounce drip bottles. And the problem being is he couldn't find a aerosol can valve that would contain the product. So they put it in an aerosol can, and by God, it would leak out. So after much research, trial and error, they came up with an aerosol valve on a can that would contain the product, and they started making it available in 12-ounce aerosol cans, and it comes in a 12-ounce case. And you can use it on anything.
And when we say anything, like, for example, you know, everybody thinks this is an automotive show, so sure, there's tons of automotive applications. But it was fascinating. It works. It they use it on guns. It's one of the biggest things they use it on is taking care of weapons. Correct?
Yes, it is. In fact, there was a large shipment of Gibbs that went to Iraq through a military supply company. They wanted it out into Iraq, so I provided them with a substantial amount of Gibbs to send out to the troops and keep everything running good. Now, one of the things that it will not do is catch fuzz bunnies and dust up and whatnot,
right?
So it doesn't gum up,
right?
So when you get in a harsh environment, you know, it's quite the item. Also, it's good for fishing gear. It's around the house. One of my first uses, they had a sliding glass shower door in our bathroom, and it was really sticky, and I first applied some Gibbs to it, and I forgot to tell my wife, and
uh-oh,
she put her whole 102 pounds behind it and damn near drove the glass door through the wall.
Yeah.
So now every time I Gibbs something, I have to tell her, hey, I put some Gibbs on it, watch out, you know, it's going to open and close pretty easy. And like my daughter, now her kids, she won't put Gibbs on their door hinges on her bedrooms because she wants to hear them when they try to sneak out at night.
Well, I can understand that.
To go get to the refrigerator,
yeah,
or, you know, go get back on the computer.
Right. I could understand that. You know, one of my favorite uses for Gibbs is spraying it on aluminum pieces like intake manifolds and how it preserves them and keeps them looking fresh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that it does. Also, it's very good for bare metal surfaces. It'll prevent the fingerprints that you get on it from touching it when your oils from your skin get onto the metal. A new supply chain that I've gotten involved in is people that do media blasting on vehicle bodies. They coat the car down with Gibbs immediately after the blasting, and it can sit at the shop no matter how long before the owner picks it up and takes it over for his next step in the process and paint.
Well, because, you know, one of the things I've learned with Gibbs is there's a lot of lubricant. You know, we can mention it, but I've experienced with WD-40 and some of the other things out there. They spray on, they're a lubricant. But the one thing with Gibbs is there's a cling property to it, correct? It gets into the porosity of the metal and stays there. It doesn't wash off like everything else does. Am I correct?
Correct. You're 100% correct. It is molecularly absorbed into the material and becomes one with the surface.
Yeah.
And that's one of its strengths, and you can paint over it, which, you know, that raises a lot of eyebrows. But I have had parts that I painted in 2003 that are still looking like they just came. I just painted them,
right.
You know, the underhood bracketry and things for the different cars. And but, you want to do your metal prep as per your painting instructions.
Sure, yeah, sure.
I mean, no. I wouldn't say to you, Ron, spray your part with Gibbs, and then with the next breath, say, Ron, grab your rattle can and give it a coat of gloss black, because that's not going to happen.
Right, that's not going to work.
No.
You know, by the way,
got to set and set up.
Good choice.
Give it some time, wipe it down, keep it dust free, do your tack rag, you know, a couple of days later, and go at it.
Yeah, you know, in the 10, 12 years you and I have been talking back and forth on radio, I always go back in my mind when we have these conversations to the snow plows. You know, I have a snow plow. I plow the truck. I plow the shop with the big plow truck, and I plow the house because you know, it's just I don't have time to do anything else. But I want to keep my stuff open in the snow. And I've been gibbsing. Is that a word? I've been gibbs protecting.
Gibbsicize.
Yeah, I've been doing a gibbsicize to the snow plow ever since. And you know what? The thing still looks brand new. Because it doesn't rust. And I think it kind of, you know, it's funny when I go out for coffee, and this is what generates, I start thinking of you, because I'll be there at the coffee shop, and, you know, there's seven plow guys, and everybody's got a plow on, and it's rusty, corroded, falling off, beat up. And here I pull in with this plow that's 10 years old. It looks, you know, it's all shiny red, it's brand new. And they're like, oh, look, a new guy. No, I've been doing this a while. I just, you know, I gibbs my plow. And they look at me and they go, you do what? I go, I gibbs my plow. The snow falls off easier. But, you know, neither.
It also works on lawnmowers. I have a lot of people that use it on their riding mowers to undercoat their deck, treat their deck. And then when they need to get out the clumps and things that tend to accumulate under your mower deck, just take the hose to it and it's gone.
Right, yeah.
Cuts down on their maintenance time.
Hey, listen, by the way, I apologize. I think it was your birthday recently, wasn't it? Am I correct? Did I see that?
Yeah, that was another one on another. Another notch on the belt.
Yeah, another trip around the planet. But you're not for sure. You're not that old of a guy. You still have the hot rod, right?
Of course.
Yeah, tell me about that real quick.
I have my Paxton equipped 66 Mustang.
Yeah, and you'll probably never get rid of that, right? That's the car.
That's the baby. Yeah. I've searched far and wide for that car, and when I found it, I've been to other states. I've been all over the country looking for that silly car. And as luck would have it, guess what? I found it in a town two over from me.
Yeah, that's always the way it works.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's always the way it works. Hey, listen, since
you're... I got it in the garage, I got it in the stable, and that's where it's staying.
Yeah, listen, you're so good at finding cars. If you happen to stumble across a 72 Chevy Monte Carlo, I've got my eye out for one, so you keep me in mind. Hey, listen, if the listeners want more information about Gibbs, Jerry, where can they get it?
They can go to www.getgibbs.com.
Gotcha.
That's getgibbs.com. And also, as an offer to your listenership and your fans on the radio and on the web, I'm offering a free gift to anyone that mentions Car Doctor in their order form. Now, as you go through the PayPal processes, which I use, there's an area where you can, towards the end of your purchase, you can add comment. And if you get to that point, add Car Doctor, and I will send you
that's very
a
generous
nice little gift, a little token of my appreciation for your supported Gibbs and for Ron support.
Well,
this will go on through the year 2015.
Well, listen, we appreciate your support of the Car Doctor these many years, and we're glad to have you behind the scenes helping us bring this information out to the public. And always a good
time. My pleasure, Ron.
Always a good time talking to you, Jerry. I mean that we kid around a lot, but always a good time talking to you, sir. Hey, listen, you go have a good rest of the afternoon. All right.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you. Take good care, Jerry. Jerry Ostalecki, folks. Get Gibbs, getgibbs.com. Always a pleasure. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this.